Kilkelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are going to be married in June. Your mother says not to work on the railroad and be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, my dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children. May they grow healthy and strong. Michael has got in a wee bit of trouble. I suppose that he never will learn. Because of the dampness there's no turf to speak of, and now we have nothing to burn. Bridget is happy, you've named a child for her. You know she has six of her own. You say you found work, but you don't say what kind, or when you'll be coming home. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, dear Michael and John, my son. I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother has gone. We buried her down at the church in Kilkelly. Your brothers and Bridget were there. Don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayer. And it's so good to hear that Michael's returning with money sure to buy land. For the crop has been poor and the people are selling at any price that they can.
I didn't
has passed on. He was living with Bridget, she says. He was cheerful and healthy right down to the end. I should have seen him playing with the grandchildren. And we buried him alongside of Mother down at the Kilkenny churchyard. He was a strong and a feisty old man, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd all love to see you.